Start by taking a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it just for a moment and then slowly exhale out from your lips. Very good. And again, take a deep breath in through your nose, holding for a few seconds, and then exhale. Make sure not to force the air out, but just let it slip out like a small hole in an air mattress. Take a moment to make sure that your feet are flat on the floor and that you are in a comfortable position, continuing to breathe slowly in and out. And before we even begin, just notice how much you love the sound of my voice. That's right, just letting my voice tickle your ears, filling you with that fluttery feeling that you get when you hear women speak, allowing your mind to wander just a little as you listen to my voice, and think about all your favourite women and how much you love their voices too. It has been said that men process the sound of a woman's voice in the same part of their brain where they process music. You naturally love to listen to us and what we have to say. You're doing very well. And you can keep letting yourself recall and imagine those women, how they speak, how they laugh, their mannerisms, their smiles, their eyes, my pretty voice bringing those thoughts in and out as I speak, like gentle waves on a soft beach. But I'm going to ask you now that you just push those lovely thoughts of those lovely women to the back of your mind now, holding it there in the back of your mind, as I redirect your attention to my instructions. Very good. You're doing so well. We haven't even begun the induction and you already feel relaxed, happy, positive, still taking those deep, slow breaths. And now, whenever you exhale, I just want you to allow your eyes to shut slowly, without effort, almost like they deflate slowly as the air slips out of you. And every time you inhale again, just feel them slowly open. Very good. You are doing such a good job. Keep breathing in and out, opening and closing your eyes. Each time your eyelids will get heavier and harder to open again, but I want you to keep opening them with every inhale as best as you can. And now I want you to focus on your index finger. It doesn't matter which hand. I want you to imagine now all the strength in your muscles in your body flowing up, up, up into that finger as it raises now. And whenever your eyes are open, I want you looking at that finger. Good. And when I say so, you are going to use all your strength and energy to start spinning that finger in small circles around and around and around. It can be clockwise or counterclockwise, whichever is more natural to you, but you are going to start making those circles in the air with your fingers now. You are doing such a good job of following my instructions, doing such a good job of balancing all of my instructions, able to let your subconscious mind focus on the woman you fantasize about, As you breathe in and out, your eyes opening and closing with your little finger spinning around and around and around. And I know you're so tired and your eyes feel so heavy, but I have one more suggestion for you to follow. So keep following my orders a little longer, because this session is going to test the limits of your imagination, of what you can convince yourself you are seeing and hearing and experiencing. So whenever your eyes are open and staring at your finger going around and around for me, all for me, I want you to picture your finger creating a spiral in the air. That's right. Noticing how the space around your finger just starts to bend and warp and shift. Not focusing on any of the objects in your field of vision. Just realizing now in the space in your line of sight is nothing more than a canvas. A pool of colors that your finger is dipping in and out, manipulating, twisting, and spinning into a pretty hypnotic spiral. And each time you open your eyes, this only becomes more and more real. Just my pretty voice and the pretty spiral made from the colors of your environment spinning around and around your finger. You are such a good subject. Now, as I bring you into my control, let's try a few more imagination exercises. I want to see just how naturally you can take my words and make them your reality. Following my breathing as best as you can, trying to time them with your eyes opening and closing. Continue painting spirals for me. Exhale and let your eyes shut. And when you inhale and open again, I want you to make that spiral nice and pink for me. So pretty and pink. Fluffy thoughts fill your mind as your eyes follow the pretty pink spiral. The smell of cotton candy and bubble gum. The next time you open your eyes, a rainbow spiral, bright neon colours overwhelming you, almost too much for your exhausted mind, the faint taste of Skittles on your limp tongue. Exhale and shut your eyes. And now, when you open your eyes next, you will keep them open until I say so. Open your eyes and stare at your finger as it draws a deep blue spiral through a black void. No thoughts, no taste on your tongue, no sounds in your head but my voice echoing the voice of many women you love to listen to, somewhere far and away in that empty head of yours. Staring blankly into the blackness in front of you, you want to close your tired eyes so badly. You want to drop your empty head and collapse into a deep, deep state of trance for me. You want it so badly, and when I snap my fingers and say sleep, that is me giving you permission to do just that. To let your finger, your neck, your eyes, your body, your mind go limp and sink into hypnosis. Just a little longer. Take one more long, slow, deep breath in. it right there. And sleep. Good. Everything just silent now, but the faint memory of feminine voices. And just feeling amazing and empty as you sleep. Going 10 times deeper into hypnosis every time I snap my fingers and say, sleep. Whenever you're awake and I snap my fingers and say, sleep. You'll drop back into trance 10 times deeper than before. If at any point you need to wake up from this experience before it is over, you will find that you can do so with ease. You will wake up automatically, and any hypnotic suggestions in effect from the file will no longer work for you. But until that happens, you can go ahead and sleep. Good boy. Now, I just want you to focus on those pretty voices you love in the back of your mind and go ahead and pick one to focus on. It could be a friend's voice or a friend of a friend, a co-worker, a YouTuber, an actress, a teacher, whatever you would like. And bring that now to the front of your mind, like that voice is here with you in the room, with you, with me, echoing my words. Perhaps you would like to imagine that my voice becomes that voice now, and you'll find that it's incredibly easy for your empty, undistracted mind to now focus all of its efforts on adjusting to my voice. Into the voice you have in your memory now, almost like you have a control panel in your mind with you, with many different knobs and settings, adjusting the pitch of my voice up or down, adjusting the volume, the cadence, the inflections, until everything is just right, and you're no longer listening to some stranger hypnotist. You are listening to that familiar voice that you love and that you know so much. And whenever I refer to myself, your mind envisions that woman in front of you, like she's sitting or standing across from you as you hang limply in your chair or on your bed. As this session continues, this adjustment will only become easier and more natural for you, able to call upon whatever voice you want speaking to you. Now, I am going to say some things that are just facts, and you are going to allow yourself to feel whatever emotions you would naturally experience, knowing that I am sitting or standing opposite you here and saying all of this to you. You are hypnotized. You are a limp, blank, mindless mess, slumped in your chair. I am wide awake. I feel alive, full of energy, able to think and act independently. I feel confident. I feel powerful. Because I was able to hypnotize you just by using my feminine voice and my female intellect. I was able to manipulate your mind and get you to do what I wanted you to do. And do you know, it feels good to know that I can do that to a guy. Looking at you right now amuses me. Just seeing you unable to move or think independently. I did that to you. That's right. You know that voice. You know my voice. But how well do you know what I look like? Picture me. Remember me. Because when I tell you to open your eyes, you'll find that I'm right there in front of you. This can become your reality, just like the pretty spirals you were making before, focusing on anything and everything you can recall about me now, anything to make this as real as it can be for you. Think about my hair colour, my eye colour, any earrings or jewellery I might be wearing, how sharp or how round my nose is, how rosy or how full my cheeks are, my lips, how I smile, how straight are my teeth, how white are they, any skin imperfections, any veins or freckles along my neck or arms, how soft my skin looks. What do I like to wear? Today I'm wearing jeans, but is there a top you saw me in that one time that made you do a double take? Think about how that material drapes over me, how it covers my body, or what it doesn't cover. If I'm wearing a crop top, how does my belly look? How does my chest look? If I lean down to speak to you, or I fold my arms, how do my breasts squeeze and shape? How tall am I compared to you? And how will I look under the light in the room right now? When I tell you to open your eyes and you realize I've been here this entire time. Just think about all of those thoughts for a moment. And when I snap my fingers, you will wake up, eyes open, able to move your head, and I'll be there, right in front of you.
Wakey, wakey. Pretty neat, huh? Though perhaps you still have some intrusive thoughts running around in your conscious mind, trying to remind you of something you really don't want to distract you from this. I bet I can make those disappear so it is just you and I. I wonder, right now, what would happen if I was to raise my hand like this? And I wonder what would happen to you if I were to snap my fingers and say, sleep. Very good. When I wake you up again, I want you focusing on me and only me. I don't want you worrying about whether or not you are hypnotized. You are hypnotized. And there's nothing you can do about it. So let me be in charge. You don't have a choice, sweetie. Now 3, 2, 1. Hello again. You look so out of it right now. Aren't you happy to see my pretty face? Smile for me. There you go. Doesn't it feel nice to finally accept that I have you wrapped around my finger? Deep down, haven't you always wanted this? For me to suddenly decide that I want to own you, command you, and use you for my own entertainment? And I bet you'll love to know what I look like naked. Or maybe you have seen me naked before. But you are a boy, and I know that even if you did know what my body looks like without clothes on, you would give anything to see it again, wouldn't you? I'll make you a deal. I will take off an article of clothing. As long as you take it off yourself first. So if you take your trousers off, I'll take mine off. Does that sound like a fun game? I mean, you don't really have a choice here. You're hypnotized to obey me, remember?
Maybe you already forgot for a moment. Your male brain is giving you tunnel vision. All you can think about is the opportunity to have me naked in your room in front of you. Well, go ahead. Take off your trousers now. You'll find it happens with ease. Your body is so relaxed and limp and dumb. But as long as I am telling you to move, you can muster the energy to carry out my orders. Pull them all the way off. Good boy. Now, as promised, I will take my trousers off. And as the skin on my thighs is revealed to you, inch by inch, you can feel your heart pulsing waves of arousal and pleasure through your body, in a way that only makes you more blank and overcome with the need to obey. And as I slip them down my knees and off my feet, you can feel your mind and body sinking to the floor even more along with them. How do my panties look? Are you enjoying trying to imagine what my crotch looks like underneath them? Even though you can barely muster the strength with your tired mind to think for yourself anymore. Oh, I bet you want to touch yourself, but not yet. We have to finish my game. Now, be a good boy and take off that shirt too. And just for my amusement, I want you to throw it as far away from you as possible once it is off your body. I like this. I think women should control men more often. Okay, I am going to take my top off in a moment. Are you ready to see? I can already feel your heart racing in your chest, the saliva building up in your mouth. This is all so real, isn't it? But just one more thing, sweetie. Wouldn't it be weird if, instead of my nipples, that once my top is off, all you see on my chest are two big black and blue spirals just spinning around and around and around? I bet if that happened, your mind would immediately get drawn in by them. You would be trapped in that spinning void. A blank, obedient puppet. Anyway, that would be weird, wouldn't it? You would rather see my naked breasts, so you probably don't want that to happen. And you might be pushing that idea as far back in your head now as possible, because you don't want to think about it happening. But I am going to let you in on a little secret. That is exactly what will happen. But for now, just enjoy the slow reveal. Look at my top. Perhaps I'm wearing something with straps, and you're watching me raise my hand to my opposite shoulder, slipping my thumb underneath the strap, and just pulling it down. Perhaps I'm raising my top up, folding the cloth in my hands, and pulling it up from my belly, my breasts bouncing slightly as I fidget. And finding that no matter how eager and how desperate you are to see my breasts, my beautiful breasts, you are absolutely enjoying every second of this reveal. I'm going to count from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, my top will be off, and you will be staring at my chest. 5, 4, 3. I enjoy seeing how this affects you physically. 2. You can't wait any longer. You need this. You want this. So, 1. Just 2 big spirals where my breasts should be. You're stuck staring at them as they spin around and around. Trapped in the void. A zombie. A puppet. A blank slate. Hypnotized. Good boy. You do what I say without question. You don't even think about it. You can't think about it. If you have any clothes left on your body, you take them off now. Any movement you need to make to strip completely is so easy for you. If you need to stretch to reach or sit up slightly, you can do so. And once you are totally naked, you will sit back down. And you will stare at my hypno tits. Good boy. And now, sleep. Drifting, melting, fading, but still entirely focused on me. Now, I want you to really think about the fact that you are totally naked and helpless right now. And in your mind, I want you to think of someone right now who you would be really embarrassed if they saw you like this. It can be the same woman if you want. It can still be me. But whoever it is, they are going to be fully clothed, laughing at you. They did not hypnotize you. But they know you have been hypnotized, and that you are apparently very willing to listen to any woman's instructions, and you will do what they say, whether you want to or not. Take a moment to bring their voice into the room, my voice. Take a moment to remember what I look like. What I'm wearing, and as you focus on this, listen to my instructions. I want you to think about a time where you have been embarrassed in front of someone. Don't focus on the memory, just the feeling. And when you wake up, that feeling is going to be 100 times stronger than ever. But every wave of embarrassment you feel will be met with a wave of pleasure. And with pleasure comes more embarrassment. And with more embarrassment comes more pleasure. Waves and waves. And as these powerful feelings are overriding your body, you'll find that you can move enough to emote, to mouth words, to interact in silent conversation with me, but not enough to get out of your seat, or to put on clothes, or to do anything that will save you from this embarrassing scenario. 3, 2, 1, awake. Oh my god, I can't believe she made you strip naked. Are you seriously hypnotized? You're not even putting your clothes back on. How hypnotized are you? Are you stuck in your chair? You are. Aww. That's so sad, but so fucking funny. I think I can see your penis. The way it's just sitting there. This is too funny. So pathetic. I have to take a picture of this right now. I have to send this to everyone. Everyone I know. Everyone you know.
So, are you stuck like this forever? Where did she go? Do you only obey her, or when I snap my fingers, you will stick out your tongue? Oh my god, you obey my commands. This is amazing. Wait, wait, put your hands on your hips like you're trying to model for me. I am absolutely getting a photo of that. Next, put your hands under your armpits like you have chicken wings. Now flap them up and down. Oh, this is the best. I need to take a video of this. Look, everyone, I just found him like this. He is totally hypnotized and does whatever I say. Watch. Now, when I snap my fingers, you'll think I'll have bird food in my hand, and you're going to lean down and peck at it, still flapping your wings like a chicken. See? He's hypnotized. Okay, you can sit back up like normal now. I've sent the video. I want it to go viral. Well, I have to go now, but thank you for making my day and everyone else's. Oh, sorry. I don't know how to unhypnotize you, but I can put you back to sleep. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, and sleep. Drifting, sinking. How embarrassing for you was that? But at least you made someone's day. Now, just imagine if you ruin someone's day. How embarrassing will that feel? I want you to bring someone else into the room now. Someone you think would be disgusted to have you naked and hypnotized. It could be an ex-girlfriend. It could be someone you only know professionally. Someone who doesn't know you well enough to be comfortable with you like that. Just imagine that tone in their voice, that scrunched up look on their face, those angry eyebrows. They are not having any of this, but just like before, there's nothing you can do but feel embarrassed, and feel even more embarrassed by how much pleasure you feel by being that way. That person is here in front of you now, as you open your eyes in 3, 2, and 1. What the fuck is wrong with you? Do you have any fucking idea on how appropriate this is? Hello? What? You can't even speak to me. What are you trying to say to me? You were hypnotized to do this. So now you're not hypnotized, right? Fix it. Bullshit. You're still hypnotized. What? You don't even have the fucking willpower. You are just going to let your actions be decided by some hypnotist who isn't even in the room. You are pathetic. Seriously. I know they say girls rule and boys drool, but are you really this stupid? And pathetic and helpless, that you would just let any woman do anything to you because you are just a horny, pathetic pig. You know what? I don't even want to look at you right now. I don't want you looking at me right now. And I bet you will do whatever I say. So why don't you fuck off and sleep? Very good. I have embarrassed you enough, and when I snap my fingers, all those icky, guilty feelings you have in you will disappear from existence, along with any memory of the fact that you're naked. Good. Just let those thoughts and feelings go now. You don't even remember what they were. I have two more things I want to try with you. And by now, you're so deep in trance, it should be easy for my suggestions to become your reality.
So now you're going to imagine in the room with you someone you could imagine being a vampiress. Someone you find stunning, but something about their teeth when they open their mouth or smile is slightly different. They are just a little bit sharper, almost as though they've got fangs. And maybe you won't try and pay too much notice to their teeth or think too hard about it, because you'd rather just think about how pretty they are. Picture them. Picture their eyes clear as day right now. And when you hear me say the word trust, you'll find their eyes, my eyes, turn a deep, fiery red. And even now, just picturing those glowing red eyes in your mind, you feel yourself drawn into them. You will be paralyzed by their redness. And when you see them, when I say the word, trust. But for now, you're going to open your eyes and embrace my presence as your equal. In 3, 2, and 1. Hey, it looks like you dozed off a bit. I hope you don't mind that I let myself in. I hope I can be honest with you. I find myself drawn to you. Like, I can't keep myself away from you. I know that may or may not come as a surprise, but I've seen the way you look at me. Don't worry, I don't mind it. I'm not trying to embarrass you about it, but you have been looking at me, right? You think I'm beautiful, don't you? Well, let's make this happen then, because I want you. I can't stop thinking about you, about your scent and the way your heart pumps in your chest. I need to know how your blood tastes. Oh, excuse me. I got a little carried away, I suppose. I've said too much. Now, there's no need to be alarmed. I'm not here to hurt you. I just want to make you mine. Shh. Just trust in me. There you go. This will all be over soon, and then we can be together forever. And you can forever be captivated by my beauty. And forever loyal to me as my pet. Now, be a darling and crane your neck to the side for me. Well done. I promise this will only hurt for a moment. And then, as I drain you, you will find that you will just drift away into a deep, hypnotic sleep as I suck your blood. That's right. Sleep. One more thing I want to try with you under my control. I am going to make you stroke yourself for me, but I will decide how slow or how fast you stroke, and I will decide when and if you come. So knowing that in your mind, I want you to bring into the room whoever you want. You can even bring in more women if you would like, perhaps as watchers, watching you jerk off. And whoever you bring in can be wearing whatever you would like them to be, or wearing nothing at all. All that matters is they will each be wearing a beautiful, delicate, elaborate golden pocket watch that dangles from a chain. Now, place your hand on your cock, but don't stroke yet. You will not be able to move that hand until after you have come. And when you wake up, this woman will be in front of you, their arms outstretched, their hand above your head, just dangling that pocket watch back and forth, back and forth, nice and slow, and your eyes will naturally follow it. Back and forth, back and forth. Even if a part of you wants to look directly at this woman, who you find so unbelievably attractive, you know you must obey and follow her pretty golden pocket watch instead. And in rhythm with the pocket watch and with your eyes, you will naturally begin to stroke up and down, nice and slow. My voice can be her voice if you want, or she can be silently amused by you, as my instructions echo in your mind, but you will stroke up and down to the rhythm of the pocket watch, back and forth. You can't do anything else. You can't call out to her. You can't interact with her. You just obey and stroke up and down. And you don't come until I say so. As soon as you come, your hand will be free and your body will go loose and limp. And your mind will drop you back into a trance. You won't be concerned of the mess that you make. You will just allow yourself to feel wonderful as you sink back into hypnosis. This file will end and you will wake up whenever you are ready to. You can stay in a blissful trance with cum all over you for as long as you would like. After you wake up, any suggestions I have given you during this file will no longer have any effect on you, and you will return to your normal self. Now, one last time, I want you to wake up in 3, 2, 1. Keep stroking your cock up and down. You are absolutely captivated by the pretty golden pocket watch. Back and forth, it compels you, it controls you. Perhaps in the corner of your eye you can make out a sly smile, or maybe you can smell the armpit from the arm controlling you right now. It intoxicates you, but you can't look anywhere other than that watch. And forth, and you can't do anything but stroke your cock up and down. The watch is swinging faster now, back and forth, you're stroking faster now, up and down, helplessly hypnotized, obediently stroking up and down, faster and faster, bringing yourself to the edge, but you can't come yet. Up and down, you can faintly make out a smile behind the pretty golden pocket watch. Your hypnotist is pleased with you, stroking up and down faster and faster. You are almost there, you are almost at that edge. When I snap my fingers, you will come. You will come for me. You will come for her. 3. You're still at that edge, stroking faster and faster. 2. Faster and faster. Faster and faster. 1. Come. Come for her. Come for me. Come everywhere. Good boy. I hope this has felt amazing for you. Just drift off in a state of bliss for as long as you like, as my voice slowly drifts away.